kannst für immer nur hier grinden.
Sterben tausend kleine Tode. L'appetit mort. Bar der Kommode. Ascenseur und sie sagt, was du tust, ist so gut. Smooth, baby.
Hey, wie heisst dein Radio?
Denk Radio Lora.
Ja, und zahlst du auch?
Was zahlen?
Ja, hast du nicht gewusst, dass Radio Lora nur kann existieren, weil es total viele Leute gibt, die einen Mitgliederbeitrag zahlen jedes Jahr?
Was? Die zahlen alle?
Ja, sicher. Hast du jetzt gezahlt?
Ja, nein. Was muss ich schon wieder machen?
Schau, es ist ganz einfach. Du läutst im Radio Lora an.
Ja, ist das das 241 59 66?
Ja, genau. Und du wirst sehen, alle haben Freude und sagen dir sehr genau, wo du deine 60 oder 120 Franken musst einzahlen.
Hey, und wie heisst dein Radio?
Most of my Latino and black people who are struggling to get food, clothes, and shelter in the hood are so concerned with that that philosophizing about freedom and socialist democracy is usually, unfortunately, beyond their rationale. They don't realize that America can't exist without separating them from their identity. Because if we had some sense of who we really are, there's no way in hell we'd allow this country to push its genocidal consensus on our homelands. This ignorance exists, but it can be destroyed. Niggas talk about change and working within the system to achieve that. The problem with always being a conformist is that when you try to change the system from within, it's not you who changes the system, it's the system that will eventually change you. There is usually nothing wrong with compromising a situation, but compromising yourself in a situation is another story completely. And I have seen this happen long enough in the few years that I've been alive to know that it's a serious problem. Latino America is a huge colony of countries whose presidents are cowards in the face of economic imperialism. You see, third world countries are rich places, abundant in resources, and many of these countries have the capacity to feed their starving people and the children we always see digging for food and trash on commercials. But plutocracies, in other words, a government run by the rich, such as this one, and traditionally oppressive European states, force the third world into buying overpriced, unnecessary goods while exporting huge portions of their natural resources. I'm quite sure that people will look upon my attitude and sentiments and look for hypocrisy and hatred in my words. My revolution is born out of love for my people, not hatred for others. You see, most of Latinos are here because of the great inflation that was caused by American companies in Latin America. Aside from that, many are seeking a life away from the puppet democracies that were funded by the United States. Places like El Salvador, Guatemala, Peru, Colombia, Nicaragua, Ecuador, and la República Dominicana. And not just Spanish-speaking countries either, but Haiti and Jamaica as well. As different as we have been taught to look at each other by colonial society, we are in the same struggle. And until we realize that, we'll be fighting for scraps from the table of a system that has kept us subservient instead of being self-determined. And that's why we have no control over when the embargo will stop in Cuba or when the bombs will stop dropping in Vieques. But you see, here in America, the attitude that is fed to us is that outside of America, there live lesser people. Fuck them, let them fend for themselves. No, fuck you. They are you. No matter how much you want to dye your hair blonde and put fake eyes in, or follow an anorexic standard of beauty, or no matter how many diamonds you buy from people who exploit your own brutally to get them, no matter what kind of car you drive, or what kind of fancy clothes you put on, you will never be them. They're always gonna look at you as nothing but a little monkey. I'd rather be proud of what I am rather than desperately try to be something I'm really not, just to fit in. And whether we want to accept it or not, that's what this culture or lack of culture is feeding us. I want a better life for my family and for my children, but it doesn't have to be at the expense of millions of lives in my homeland. We're given the idea that if we didn't have these people to exploit, that America wouldn't be rich enough to let us have these little petty material things in our lives and basic standards of living. No, that's wrong. It's the business giants and the government officials who make all the real money. We have whatever they kick down to us. My enemy is not the average white man. It's not the kid down the block or the kids I see on the street. My enemy is the white man I don't see. The people in the White House, the corporate monopoly owners, fake liberal politicians, those are my enemies. The generals of the armies that are mostly conservative, those are the real motherfuckers that I need to bring it to. Not the poor, broke, country-ass soldier that's too stupid to know shit about the way things are set up. In fact, I have more in common with most working and middle-class white people than I do with most rich black and Latino people. As much as racism bleeds America, we need to understand that classism is the real issue. Many of us are in the same boat, and it's sinking, while these bougie motherfuckers ride on the luxury liner. And as long as we keep fighting over kicking people out of the little boat, we're all in. We're gonna miss an opportunity to gain a better standard of living as a whole. In other words, I don't want to escape the plantation. I wanna come back, free all my people, hang the motherfucker that kept me there, and burn the house to the goddamn ground. I wanna take over the encomienda and give it back to the people who work the land. You cannot change the past, but you can make the future. And anyone who tells you different is a fucking lethargic devil. I don't look at a few token Latinos and black people in the public eye as some type of achievement for my people as a whole. Most of those successful individuals are just sellouts and house negroes. But I don't consider brothers a sellout if they move out of the ghetto. Poverty has nothing to do with our people. It's not in our culture to be poor. That's only been the last 500 years of our history. Look at the last 2,000 years of our existence and what we brought to the world in terms of science, mathematics, agriculture, and forms of government. You know, the idea of a confederation of provinces where one federal government controls the states? The Europeans who came to this country stole that idea from the Iroquois League. The idea of impeaching a ruler comes from an Aztec tradition. That's why Montezuma was stoned to death by his own people, because he represented the agenda of white Spaniards once he was captured, not the Aztec people who would become Mexicans. So in conclusion, I'm not gonna vote for anybody just because they black or Latino. They have to truly represent the community and represent what's good for all of us proletariat. Porque si no, entonces te mando pa'l carajo, cabrón, gusano, hijo de puta. Seremos libres pronto. ¡Viva la revolución!
¡Viva la revolución! My tail, Astabator, primetime primo, rhyme time crime, like no other in this lifetime. White House killer, dead in lifelines, broke this joke out, or die trying. Unprecedented, demented, mini presidented, Nazi Gestapo, dictator defendant. It's not what you think, it's what you follow. Run for them jewels, drink from that bottle. Another 4 years, gonna gut your hollow. Gun it out, dried up, broken, can't borrow.
Shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me.
Mister, I am the law, and you are not. In fact, I'm God, I got a lot. Mister, these United Breaks take over, come over. Orange hair, fear the comb over. Here's another scare, keep them hands in the air. Better not breathe, you dare not dare. Don't say nothing, don't think nothing. Make America great again, the middle just love it. When he wanna talk, walk y'all straight to them ovens. Human beings of color, yeah, we be suffering.
State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. Shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up, sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me.
Go, 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 go,
some USFL. Not a fucking game, I did, I mentioned his name. Operation 45, yeah, it's the same thing. Sounds like Berlin burning, same thing. History's a mystery, if y'all ain't learning. In this clown show, for real estate bozo. Nazi cult 45, Gestapo.
State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me.
Mein Name ist Lora. Radio Lora. Deine Mitgliedschaft macht mich stärker.
Unter 20 Franken oder 60 Franken für Nichtverdienende einzahlen auf ALR Finanz Zürich, Postcheckkonto 80-144. 03-9.
That's it.
The bloodiest day yet in Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte's war on drugs. 32 people killed in dozens of anti-drug operations in Bulacan, a province north of the capital Manila.
Buhay na walang malay, lintang tumataba sa burak ng kamatayan. Para city kong umangat ngat sa ating bayan. Abusado, 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 abusado.
Kanino yung bangkay? Naging bilang hagan dito ang lagay. Pag-eksamang lahat ay parang paanang mga may kagagawa na hindi pababa sa libong namatay. Ilan-ilan na silang mga buhay ang nilugal sa obligasyon na inuna. Alagay niyo sumama at pagkabilang ang tinatayang buhay ang sinugal sa operasyon ng resulta ay mas lalong lumala. Pagkatao lumala, aasal ay Diyos sa may kataya at obra. Mawala ba o magkakatama ka sa droga? Masama ang sobra, mga dagat at bawas niya sa gawa na storya. Kaya nakatook ka na papasukin ngayon ay patakuhin ng matulin, hahabulin kayo may babag.
Sinubusan na may kita pa, hinugasan ba, dumudungis ka. Binababad sa kalsada, tumatambad ang may sala. Umuunsad ang pag-asa, inuunsad
utang ng pera. Sino? Sino na lang ang kanilang kayang-kaya nilang patahimikin, linisin. Sumilip na lang, tahimik ka bang sa mga produkto na kung tayo ang nagpapabayarin? Simbahan nga ba pagkatiwala? Nangunguna naman sila sa mga pumipila. Nakahilata, hindi kilala. Napupunta sila sa may lugar na di gusto makita. Pakitiran ng lalagyanan ng katawang walang pagkakilanlan. Balihiman ng mga mayamang katuwang ang mga walang muwang. Sinagip nila ang mga banda, may takip kanilang mukha kalakip ang mga maling balita. Hati-hati ang mga kumita sa mga pamilya. Kaya kada miyembro tinuturing na sila ang mga produkto. Ang ehemplo ng pasimuno ay ang pang-uuto ng Pangulo. Isang malaking negosyo ang pasismo ng gobyerno. Iba't iba man ang maging takbo ng konteksto, isa lang ang may pakay sa tinukoy na areglo.
Abusado, 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 abusado.
Parang tulyo sa palabas, pagkakusto na magbukas mga makulay. Agas wala ng buhay, bakas sa pagkapungay ng mata ng walang kulay. Namamagat ngayon ay mga mahal na kadapa sa hukay. Pagkat ilan pa ang talaga nagkaagawan? Bawat tinatay ang daang bangkay niya sa daan. Baka sinadya ng nakaabang sa katawan. Kaya tinakpan ang mga gawa na kawatan. Masyadong garapan pagkat sibilan na naman. Ang kaso babagsak sa may hintilang bayaran. Nagbago na lahat at napilitan malamang. Siya taon na tapat kaya hindi yan naglaban. Habing nawalan tila nakakadarag. Mga mahalaga ay di na makapagpatawad. May pinakawalan sila ang mga mapalad. Habang patay naman ang pinakawalang mabayan. Pulisan na kasira ng taong makulay. Kaya wala na ang hiling pagkat kayon ay kulay. Naiwan ng pamilya, nagbaon sa hukay. At para lamang sa libing ay nagbaon sa utang. Masyado nang sanay, kalmado na lagay. Binasagda ng ginibala. Barado daw sakay, binawasan ng ilang kasama. May tao na patay, binulaan sa tirang bahala. Natagpo ang bangkay, tinamaan ang ligaw na bala. Mga sakay na babalak na maunang nakaabak sa lepe. Sa katawan, makakuha pagdapa sa tabi. Mga para, may basura papatak. Ng gabi ang papatak, mga luwas. Inyong pinuno may gawa at sinalilito. Di natutunan mahabag, akala pwede to. Sinapupunan sa labag na para sentimo. Hindi pagsakatipat ako di lagaga termino.
You have the emergence in human society of this thing that's called the state. What is the state? The state is this organized bureaucracy. It is the police department. It is the army, the navy. It is the prison system, the courts, and what have you. This is the state. It is a repressive organization. But the state, and well, you know, you've got to have the police, because if there were no police, look at what you'd be doing to yourselves. You'd be killing each other if there were no police. But the reality is, the police become necessary in human society.
You know how we think. Organize the hood under I Ching banners. Red, black, and green instead of gang bandanas. FBI spying on us through the radio antennas. And them hitting cameras in the street like watching society. With no respect for the people's right to privacy. I take a slug for the cause like Huey P. While all you fake niggas try to copy Master P. I wanna be free to live, able to have what I need to live. Bring the power back to the street where the people live. We sick of working for crumbs and filling up the prisons. Dying over money and relying on religion for help. We do for self like ants in a colony. Organize the wealth into a socialist economy. A way of life based off the common needs. And all my comrades is ready, we just spreading the seed.
The average black male live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate?
No more bondage, no more political monsters, no more secret space launches. Government departments started it in the projects. Material objects, thousands up in the closets. Could have been invested in the future for my comrades. Battle contacts, primitive weapons out in combat. Many never come back, pretty niggas be running with gas. Rather get shot in they back than fire back. We tired of that, corporations hiring blacks. Denying the facts, exploiting us all over the map. That's why I write the shit I write in my raps. It's documented, I meant it. Every day day of the week. I live in it, breathe in it. It's more than just fucking believing it. I'm holding in ones, rolling up my sleeves and shit. It's C-Lo for push-ups now. Many headed for one conclusion. Niggas ain't ready for revolution.
The average black male live a third of his life in a jail cell. Cause the world is controlled by the white male. And the people don't never get justice. And the women don't never get respected. And the problems don't never get solved. And the jobs don't never pay enough. So the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state.
A friend of mine came to me once, and had wanted to find out a station in which to listen to. I said to him, I know of one station that is the best in the world.
Radio Lara 97.5 AM.
Become a member of Radio Lara. With your contribution, you will help us to continue as an independent and commercial-free radio station. Annual membership 150 Swiss francs. Reduced membership 75 Swiss francs. You can find more information on www.lora.com. Every contribution counts.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows. Show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Land of mine, we all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know. Keep on saying, go slow. The trouble washing the windows, picking the cotton. You're just plain rotten. You're too damn lazy. You're thinking it's crazy. Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know. I don't know. Just try to do your very best.
bet you thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine, just like a lady, and you'd stop calling Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying, go slow. Go slow. But that's just the trouble.
Some cracker that knows I'm black better than you, nigga, is probably gonna put a bullet in the back of my head.
Yeah, our lives fucked up, no doubt. All the shit we go through every day. Sometimes a nigga don't know what the fuck to do. But see, I got my niggas. And we gon' organize the people army. And we gon' get control of our own lives. And I mean that shit right there from the bottom of my shit. I change.
Yeah. Imagine having no running water to drink. Chemicals contaminate the pipes leading to your sink. Just think, if the grocery stores close their doors and they saturate the streets with tanks to start martial law, would you be ready for civil war? Could you take the life of somebody you know or have feelings for them necessary? I got cousins in the military, but far as I'm concerned, they die when they register.
This world is oh so cold. I think about my ancestors being sold, and it make me want to break the mold. Fuck the goal and the party. Train yourself, clean your shouting. Tell me what you gonna do to get free. We need more than MCs. We need Hueys, the revolutionaries, the niggas on the streets today. It's kind of scary. The smell around my way ain't roses or strawberries. In fact, it's kind of poisonous, bringing out the boy in us. But I'ma stand up on my own like a man do. Dominate the land and make wealth like Fu Manchu. Yes, the people's army stick together like glue. We represent the I Ching, and to this we stand true. Military formation, anyone participation is welcome. Each one teach one, son help son. Just one gun is all it take to get it started. Living in the wilderness of the West, we cold hearted.
If you don't think it can happen, think again, my son. Be prepared for the worst that's yet to come. We want freedom, prophecies of ancient wisdom. Cataclysm, niggas be like, fuck the system. If you don't think it can happen, think again, my son. Be prepared for the worst that's yet to come. We want freedom, prophecies of ancient wisdom. Cataclysm, niggas be like, fuck the system.
I don't wanna be no movie star. I don't wanna drive no fancy car.
with my moms on my knees. See, we all want peace, but the problem is crackers want a bigger piece. Got it where the niggas can't get a piece. That's why police get stabbed and shot, cause a nigga can't eat if the av is hot. Locked up, you get 3 hot meals in 1 cot, then you sit and rot. Never even got a fair shot. That's where a whole lot of niggas end up. My man moms even got sent up, trying to keep the rent up. When I'm been up, I think a lot about the reason I'm here. I think about the things I fear in the coming years ahead of me. I'm ready for whatever they bring, though. I go